Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Those of you who think you may own gold being held in unallocated storage accounts have a huge surprise coming. On July 29, London's Financial Times ran a story explaining what their researchers think was behind the huge gold swaps totaling more than 12 million ounces handled by the Bank for International Settlements this year. The BIS issued their March 2010 financial statements at the end of June. Near the end of their 200-page report was an explanation that the bank had entered into these gold swaps for the first time in several years. In the swaps, the bank received gold as collateral against loans of currencies. Normally, the bank would have issued a news release when engaging in such swaps, but did not. The bare minimum mandatory disclosure in the fine print of a long document is a sign that the bank was trying to draw as little attention to the swaps as possible. However, the Wall Street Journal reported on the swaps and discussed the extent of secrecy and mystery surrounding the transactions. The BIS then issued a news release disclosing additional information that it originally intended to keep confidential. The bank said that the swaps were conducted on behalf of some commercial banks rather than for any central banks that are members of the BIS. Such a move is highly unusual, as the BIS normally only works with central banks. The Times reported that more than 10 banks based in Europe swapped the gold to the BIS in order to obtain U.S. dollars. Among the participating banks named in the article are HSBC, Societe Generale, and BNP Paribas. Two central bank officials told the Times that the commercial banks needed the U.S. dollars to meet demands from depositors to withdraw funds from dollar accounts. The article did not speculate why investors may want to liquidate their holdings of U.S. dollars, but I think the main reason is a concern about the future decline in the value of the dollar. The article went on to say that much of the gold used as collateral in the swap came from the unallocated accounts of private investors with smaller amounts loaned from central banks in emerging countries. The article went on to say that much of the gold used as collateral in the swaps came from the unallocated accounts of private investors with smaller amounts leased from central banks in emerging nations. Although investors, in theory, own the gold in unallocated accounts, this gold is now subject to a prior claim by the BIS should the owners want to remove or sell their position. This risk of multiple claims of ownership of gold and silver in unallocated storage accounts is one of the reasons I have urged people to close out such accounts and to turn them into physical gold under their direct control. These swaps emphasize an important point I regularly tell people. Gold is a safe financial asset that is more desirable for collateral than any of the world's currencies. Governments and central banks may say this is not true, but their actions belie their words. If central banks would rather own gold than paper currencies, shouldn't you do the same? None of the mysterious media coverage discussed the ultimate purpose for the creation of these gold swaps. There is significant circumstantial evidence that they were done as part of a plan to temporarily suppress the price of gold and hold up the value of the U.S. dollar. This tactic may have worked for a while, but it now looks like we are headed for much higher gold and silver prices in the coming months. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.